Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
And a big hello, everybody. Welcome aboard. The working week has begun, and right here on Summer Breakfast, we've got a huge show in store for you. The McCafe menu, our official coffee partner, has for us today Aussie footballing legend, 2005 penalty shootout hero, and the manager of Western United in the A-League, Johnny Aloisi, and I think he's about to star in an upcoming docu-series as well, so it'll be great to catch up with an Australian sporting great in Johnny Aloisi, the CEO of Golf Australia, James Sutherland. It's been run and won at Victoria Golf Club over a very, very hot weekend. And a new format as well, as my co-host went along to sample as well. Tassie Jack Jumpers coach manager Scotty Roth will join us. Jack Jumpers with a big win over the weekend in the NBL. Questions without notice, as always, as I look across at the youthful face of Simon
Morning.
O'Donnell. Jeez, you look fresh on a
Monday.
Yeah,
I am Scott. Fresh. Really fresh. At a Sporty Spice weekend, but I'm a lot fresher than you are. You were dishevelled this morning.
I reckon I'm a 5
out of... hairs all over the place. If you ran into your man at the cafe getting your coffee on the way in that you did last week, he would have just said, look, mate, go back to bed.
I'm 5 out of 10, I reckon. I'm battling.
Only just 5.
Guts.
The voice is going. You've been partying all weekend. It's your own fault. I don't feel sorry for you. You've done it to yourself.
Days of partying are long gone, sadly, but a bit busy social.
What brings on this...
No, I think I've just...
This look of complete and utter...
No, no, I've got something.
Tiredness.
Something's going on in back of throat. Yes.
It's just something. Run down because you didn't sleep properly run down. The weekend.
Well, the World Cup didn't help. Well, actually, it wasn't even the World
6
Cup.
6 o'clock.
I couldn't even turn my attention to the World Cup until late in the first half, given the AFL Round 1 fixture release at 6 a.m. I mean, by the time, you know... Everyone knows it's 6 a.m. Sunday morning is prime fixture time. I mean, equal drama and tension. Scoob, you'd agree? I mean, Ross Lyon coaching against his old side Frio versus Garang Quayle's last-minute shot inside the box to equalise against Argentina. Seriously.
Very good from you.
Can we do that later? I've got to revisit. What were they thinking? That is petty to the extreme by the AFL. Does that speak to untold insecurities down there at AFL? That is ridiculous.
We were talking last week about, you know, who's your friend out in the sporting landscape if you're an administrator? You know, who talks to who? Does soccer talk to footy? Does racing talk to cricket? All those sorts of things. But that was just
embarrassing.
A blatant, we don't care about anyone else.
That was crap.
It's our game, rack off, it's our space. Too bad.
That was crap, is what it was. But we'll talk about that a little bit later on. What did you do?
I made Sporty Spice, mate.
Yeah. So what
weekend.
Made your sporting menu?
I cricketed up on Saturday. I love my cricket, so I got the chair out, got the hat on, and watched a bit of
local.
Great
this
cricket,
is your boys.
Cricket, yep. And
how'd they go?
No, we got a flogging. Yeah, that was okay.
Well, that was it.
Yeah, that happens.
Okay,
things happen. Young team, learning the way. Good days, bad days, all that sort of stuff. Saturday night, I ventured into a nice little bit of red meat and a glass of Shiraz. I'll show you the steak I cooked later. It was unbelievable.
Really?
Unbelievable.
When you talk steak, I get excited.
Sunday, I bounced
out of
bed.
It's got me to a 6.5 out of 10.
Got up for the ruse.
Yeah, we'll get into this a little bit later on. How could you not be proud?
Oh, I love the ruse.
That was huge. Yep.
Sunday, did a bit of domestic chore Sunday morning before heading off to the golf.
Yeah.
Had a little bit of a seat in a nice spot at the golf.
Yeah.
So I looked after at the golf.
I've
been to the golf, I reckon, for 30 years.
Now, I know you were looked after at the golf because, A, you're not burnt. B, you don't look like you've been slow roasted in the sun. And C, as I've already acknowledged, you're a 12 out of 10 on the freshness scale. So you must have done corporate.
I was on the train from Cheltenham. Don't you worry about that, to and from Cheltenham.
You were corporate.
I was on the train. But I got very well looked after yesterday.
Snout the trough.
Had a lovely day.
Snout the trough. Snout in the trough?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Oh, the salmon for lunch. It's a lovely fresh veg, lovely fat salad. We had a chocolate chip cookie at the end of the day. I shouldn't have had it because it just tipped me over. It tipped me over. I thought, well, okay, I only put on 5 kilos today, but it took me to 6. I didn't want to do 6. It's just beautiful chocolate
and
chip.
What happened to Adam? What happened to Scotty out there? Just, he had an implosion.
I went out to try and help him. I followed him on a 10, 11, 12. And I was trying to get close enough because I thought, well, he'll want some advice because it's getting a bit tight. And I thought he'd want, you know, want fresh face, fresh voice. He didn't acknowledge. Didn't acknowledge. And I was there to give him the advice if he needed it. He never got rolling. But I'll tell you something. I didn't realise how tight your hitting zones were in these good tournaments. Now, I know they're good courses. But a couple of those holes at Victoria yesterday, if you were like 3 to 5 metres off the line you needed to be, cactus.
So in golf speak, do they call that unforgiving?
Well done.
Unforgiving.
Good. See, the brain's still working this morning. Even though you're unwell and you're going to be I know you're going to be nasty for the next 3 hours. You've just got it written all over your face. You're going to be nasty to people. It's good. You're still thinking. Still got a bit of humour.
So does that make the big poll, Adrian Moronk's sort of final round in particular, all the more impressive?
Yes,
for the title?
It was very impressive.
Was
and his partner, well, I assume it was his partner, she belted onto the 18th.
She did. Jumped up into his arms.
Oh, absolutely jumped up into his arms and wrapped the legs around him. She was highly emotional.
She was.
Highly emotional.
And then the South African Ashley Buhai, who has had some sort of a breakout 2022, she won again. And another Aussie faltered at the death. What about Grace Kim on the 18th? So, yeah, share of the lead on the 18th. She had a mare, double bogey, while having a share of the lead on the final hole, the par five there. So not how she would have liked it to end either. There was dual cuts.
That's my little issue. So we'll put that on the golf later on.
Dual cut.
Talking to James. Talking to James Sutherland. I saw James yesterday, gave him a bit of advice on the golf.
On the menu or on the golf?
Okay. No, on the golf.
Right.
Menu was lovely.
Salmon a little bit underdone.
Very nice. Yeah. You can overcook a salmon, but it was very nice.
Okay, good. Bit of pink.
Oh, it's lovely. Right. Melted in your mouth.
So your advice pertained to the format? Because I saw Lucas Herbert had a little bit of a nibble at it.
No, it did not. It pertained to age and vision. Work that one out.
I can't. Now, you mentioned you watched some cricket. Did you see anyone who might have either been a right-hander batting left-handed? Great cricket yesterday?
Well, I'm sure in the park it happened over the weekend, somewhere in a park. Yep. Somewhere.
Happened in a park, all right. Happened in a park in Pakistan. The Pakistan-England Test Series. Now, I know they produce Rhodes over there, but seriously, this has taken it to a whole new level. Joe Root faced a ball left-handed overnight. Left-handed. That leg spin, fourth day track, bowling into the rough, thought, I'm sick of reverse sweeping here. I'm just going to bat left-handed. I mean, that...
How'd he go?
I think he nearly went out, to be honest. But what does that say about Test cricket? I mean, what did the Poms make? 650-odd first innings, Pakistan 500 and something. And it's only by virtue of the fact that England have been super aggressive in their second dig, pretty much every player going better than a runner ball, early declaration, to force something. Mm. So now Pakistan need, I think, another 280-odd with 8 wickets in hand to win on the last day. So there's something for the pundits to absorb. Otherwise, you know where this match is going. And this is exactly what's killing Test cricket, this sort of stuff.
Well, you hope it's a rarity. This is the second time Royal Pindi's thrown up a very difficult pitch that lots of runs can be scored. It is a small outfield and a quick outfield, but yes, I agree. I would think the ICC would be sitting down with the Pakistan authorities saying, look, guys, can we just juice this up a bit?
Mm.
Let's make this a little more sensible that we can play a game that experiences, you know, the wicket deteriorating over the 5 day period, not starting as a day three pitch and stays a day three pitch for 4 days.
Just in the World Cup, the French made a mess of Poland earlier on today to win that one 3-1.
Yeah, good,
so
Nick, the French.
They have advanced. We know that Argentina, our conqueror, will play the Netherlands in the quarterfinal. So the winner of this game that's being played right now, England and Senegal, will take on Kylian Mbappe and co. in that quarterfinal, which will be huge.
This is nearly as good a sport to become an expert in soccer as horse racing.
Why?
Well, horse racing, as soon as you have your first winner, you become an expert.
Yeah. Have you had a big win in this?
No, but you'd still become an expert. The more you watch, why didn't he cross that? Oh, no, what's that formation? Why is he doing that formation?
Sage! I've got an early question. Does any team in Australia unite like the Socceroos or the Matildas do and will do in next year's World Cup. Seriously, Fed Square on Sunday morning. Mm. I love the sign in Doha from an Aussie fan who was there to watch the game live, had a big banner up saying, need two tickets to Fed Square, which was good value. Seriously, they had to shut it, obviously. It was absolutely jam-packed to the rafters, 6 o'clock, and look, they could have rolled over the Socceroos. We'll get into it a little bit later on, as I say. But to be 2-0 down with Argentina in full flow and then to pull something out of it with a little bit of fortune, the deflected goal from Craig Goodwin, but then what may have been at the end with Garang Kuol. If Garang Kuol had scored at the end to equalise, Fed Square might not be here anymore. It might have burnt to the ground.
I had a couple of periods in that game, or a couple of instances in that game, not periods, that told me just how good the Socceroos are. I'm going to tell you that later on.
Okay.
Are very, very important to showcase how good our team is.
Gee, they unite. They get people together, don't they? The momentum behind them when they go well is absolutely enormous and
so
powerful.
They can turn quick too.
They can. Oh, speaking of turning, do you see Matty Ryan, the captain between the sticks, who had an amazing tournament, it must be said, had been so assured and so calm and composed. Look, he had a howler, as they call it, in that game, Scoob.
Just for that moment.
Just for that moment. And
I didn't see the other bloke coming.
I felt for him.
In fairness.
I felt for him, to be honest. How many times he would have replayed it since he just had to sink the slipper in. He dallied, he was caught, and Argentina went 2-0 up. So, again, what may have been. But did you see his goalkeeping rival, their teammates at Copenhagen FC, Kamil Grabara? He didn't waste any time sinking the boot into his quote-unquote teammate. He said, politics must be politics, with a little winking emoji.
They had a little
falling out.
Of and who's the best keeper between them.
Yes, and that was a play on, Matty Ryan losing his spot in the side, and then his suggestion from Matty and others that it might have been down to politics. And his teammate at Copenhagen, who is Polish, basically saying that's the reason why Matty Ryan's not keeping, and I am. At Copenhagen FC, and that's why we're not.
Baraka or whatever his name was. That was another bloke.
Kamil Grabara saying this. Yep. Must be politics, Brutal sledge.
Yeah.
How about that?
Where's he from, Grabara? He's Polish.
Poland.
So he couldn't get a game for Poland.
Must have been politics. No.
Was he Poland's goalkeeper?
No.
Bad luck.
No, just warming the bench.
Cheery boy, mate. You didn't even make the World Cup, you slow coach.
Matt Ryan was asked about it after the game. He was good enough to answer. He said, I'm not surprised with you, to be honest, but yeah, his opinion doesn't really concern me. So a class response from Matty Ryan when it would have been awfully tempting to have a couple of cracks back. And the prize money as well. Did you see what the Socceroos pocketed or Football Federation Australia pocketed? $13 million for making the out of the group. $13
million.
I think it's $9 million just to sit in the group stage, $13 million to reach the knockouts, $17 million if they'd beaten Argentina, and they've got a CBA, the Socceroos, where I think they get 50%. I think they get up to 50% of those takings when they make the knockout stage. So that's a handy little payday for the Socceroos. Yeah, proud of them. Absolutely. Keep your text coming through today. By the way, the Temper 40 Wings text 0433. 98 11 16 1300 736 736 is the ENS open line. I need you today, Scoob. All right. If you've got lozenges on hand
I never leave a wingman. Mate, when my wingman's not right, never leave him.
I need you to get around me, okay? Hot water bottle.
Give him some tough pills, eh?
A water bottle to take home later.
The commercial break, eh?
Wouldn't go astray either. Melbourne Airport parking behind us. Nothing beats it. $12 a day. At Melbourne Airport to park the vehicle. It's England 0, Senegal 0. 17 minutes in that one, Scoob. And as I say, the temper.
Your voice is getting better, isn't
it? You reckon it's warming up?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Don't forget, 40 Winks are the consumer's choice winner. They've got temper mattress, pillows, and adjustable bases that conform to the exact shape of your body. Let's take a break, Scoob.
Okay.
Come back right after
this. We'll get some pills for you.
Good man.
I think it's going to be a tough week.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
Just coming back to the weekend, where do you stand philosophically with it's a social time of the year, we know that, we're all stretched to here, there and everywhere, with late Sunday afternoon, evening engagements?
Oh.
On a school night.
Out of bounds. Absolutely. For your age group bringing up young kids and still having professional careers, completely and utterly out of bounds. Thoughtless people.
No,
thoughtless,
it was Sam. Lovely people they are, but we had one last night, and I tell you,
don't
it was...
bring it up if you want me to be nice to them. That's no, thoughtless,
they,
Sam.
They, I just wonder why on a Sunday, why after a massive weekend. By the way, how'd you go with the heat? How'd you go?
I
with
love the heat.
You do, don't you?
Oh, I love it.
Jeez, it would have been hot up your way, Kilmore.
Yeah, hot up my way. Hot at the cricket.
We're never happy though, are we?
Hot at the golf. Well, people yesterday getting back on the train, being a man of the people.
Were they struggling?
Oh, warm.
Yeah.
And the boys that were over-refreshed, I don't think they needed that many to be over-refreshed in the heat. I think, you know, they were probably mixing, you know, their beer and their water.
Trap for young players.
The heat had just got them going, the boys. It was on the train,
warm.
They were
it was
singing away. They were trying to make golf lovable to the larrikin on the train.
It was a good blast of heat, though, wasn't it?
It was.
And I think now we're about to descend back into sort of...
It'll be cooler today, aren't we?
Normal service is going to resume. I think 19 today and maybe a couple of cooler ones again over the course of the week. But gee whiz, she was warm.
Oh,
she was warm. Couldn't
beautiful.
Get to the beach either. They just
well,
had
the wrigglers come out on days like that too.
Let's come again?
The wrigglers.
What are they?
Snakes.
Oh, the snakes.
Yep.
You're still petrified going on about those snakes.
Petrified of them. Talk about them every day. I'm that frightened of them.
Right, okay. Now, I just showed you that vision of Joe Root batting left-handed. Now, what did you think of that? Now, making a mockery of Test cricket. But he's clubbed it, and he's been dropped at mid-wicket, yep. So could have easily been dismissed. And Nasser Hussain in commentaries in sheer disbelief at what he's just witnessed there. So he's batting left-handed.
And he got to the other end, and he was semi-serious. Like
he wasn't smiling,
as if he actually meant to bat left-handed, but... You know, he was sort of disappointed with the shot.
He was rehearsing.
His opposite hand.
He was shadow batting left-handed at the other end.
Why didn't I roll the wrists on that?
Yeah, indeed.
Or why didn't I just, you know, clunk it right up in the air and just hit it for six?
So with Test cricket, though, are we a bit worried about Test cricket? So Australia in action against the Windies at the moment. That went exactly according to script, did it not? Why was Paddy Cummins fielding again? Remind me with that.
Skipper, mate, you got to be tough.
Wouldn't you? If you can't
be tough,
bowl.
Mate.
Wouldn't you just be resting up? Packed schedule, we keep reading about it. He's going to be stretched. He's probably not going to play every game anyway in all formats.
Lead.
And he's out there and he's fielding. He's fielding like
do
I would
do it
be
even
fielding.
Though you're injured, mate. Come on.
No, seriously. Why was he out there? He shouldn't have been out there, should he?
I find that stunning in that you've got all these medicos that are telling bowlers when they can bowl and when they can't in a contest because of their workloads. Yet there's a bloke who's already injured, and they let him go back on the ground.
He's limping around out there.
I find that stunning. Absolutely. So the hypocrisy of that, and bowlers are, you know, they're managed, and they can only bowl five overs today, and so they take them out of contest to manage their workloads for the longevity of the season, and the Australian captain, they let him go back out there in a game they had completely and utterly in hand.
Oh.
They let him go back out there. Even if Pat Cummins says, "Man, I'm going out, I'm the skipper," which that's probably
what
he did.
I'm sure that's what would have happened. Yeah.
Surely the medico says, "Mate, we, you know, we've spent 10 years keeping you on the park, and now you want to go out with, you can see the injury, you can feel the injury, you know it's there. Just sit down, will you? And I'll put an ice pack on it and we'll get you right for the next one.
And it starts on, that next one starts Thursday in Adelaide.
Yeah. Now, in a crucial where, you know, that element of Pat Cummins being there to just lift you that and his voice being around, I can understand it, but not against the West Indies day five and you got him completely in a headlock.
Nathan Lyon, 6 for as well.
Yep.
Doesn't mind bowling in Perth. Doesn't mind bowling in Perth.
Bit of bounce.
Yeah, a bit of bounce. So again, indeed, yeah, you're impressed with him.
Yeah,
he's come in for some criticism about, particularly when it comes to closing out tests in the fourth innings. Been a few cases where people have, I'm not agreeing with him, but have jumped on his back about his inability to close it out. But gee whiz, he's got his mojo back at the moment.
He was following a bit of a star.
Yes, he was. He was indeed.
We got used to getting test matches closed out by two of the best bowlers we've ever seen.
At the
same
time.
One being Shane Warne and second being Glenn McGrath.
Old Pidge.
Yeah. Get me.
Agree with that. Yeah, 100%.
Poor old goat. Every time he doesn't shut him out like Warne.
Yeah.
Well, get used to it.
India, England series. Yeah. Yeah,
they came from, again.
They did come from a bit, didn't they? But nice to see him back amongst the wickets with the six for as well. So we'll see what happens on Thursday when second of two test matches against the West Indies takes place. England 0, Senegal 0, 28 minutes played there.
And look, I'm getting some good advice off the text, how to handle your health issues this morning.
Right.
Just do what you did to your mate on the bike that day when you just threw him on the train.
Good work, Big Roo. Chuck him on the train.
I like that.
And Chris and Poy Cook, BCF have now got a sale on orange flares as well, going cheap, given the Socceroos are out of the World Cup. Jesus.
They hang on to them.
Mm. I saw, alarmingly, and you know where I sit with flares, I saw a few of them getting piffed on Sunday morning. So down into the oncoming and unsuspecting crowd sitting.
When are we getting right into
screen?
The depth? I've got some things to talk about.
Have you?
Yeah.
What have you got on your menu? Look, just give us a tease.
Oh, they were just moments in the game that I thought were really, really important to our stature in world soccer.
So you got some sage advice for the Socceroos or your
feelings? No, I've got no advice.
Just your feelings. You got some sage advice coming up for James Sutherland.
My word.
In terms of the format, the golf, where we sit
I had quite strong advice for him all the time that, the 17 years he was CEO of Cricket Australia as well.
Yeah.
He loves my advice.
Got any cricket advice you want to impart on us with this test series ongoing at the moment?
Well,
no.
I would have liked Pat to have had ice on his leg yesterday.
Anything for Scott Roth at the Tassie Jack Jumpers?
No, they're going well, the Jack Jumpers.
They are indeed.
I like the Jack Jumpers. I like the cut of their jib, the Jack Jumpers.
Speaking of hoops, is there a week that goes by where Josh Giddey doesn't do something special?
Oh, he's a star.
Just telling you. Belting them out of the park each and every time. This time against the Timberwolves. On the road, 21 points, 3 from beyond the arc, 12 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 blocks, 2 steals. And that was in 33 minutes.
And it was fanfare, but there wasn't enormous fanfare when we went over to play the NBA, was there?
Oh, there was fanfare.
Yeah, well, fanfare, but not.
Fanfare
not
in
of the
sense
Simmons ilk.
No. Well, Simmons being the number one
pick. You know, it was sort of good luck to the kid. You know, let's hope he makes it. You know, he's got a bit of this to do and that to do. And he's got to be innocuous physically.
Yeah. Took the path through the NBL, of course. Yeah. He is innocuous.
Nothing to
it's
him
not
physically.
A bad way of putting
it. He hasn't got veins running through and, you know, he's pumped himself up, big round shoulders. And but he gets the job done. He's a ripper.
And I want to ask you as well, out of the other side of the news, where you sit with players who play against other athletes in whatever sport, being potentially a little bit starstruck and then seeking a souvenir or a selfie, or a couple of the Socceroos boys came in for a bit of stick post-game.
Oh, they were going to Messi, weren't they?
Going to Messi for a selfie in the change rooms. I think unfairly criticised. You might be a little bit different. What's your say on that? 0433 98 11 16, because several of them wanted to pose up with the little maestro from Argentina.
He's got no legs.
And PSG.
His socks and his pants joined together. It's quite... quite fascinating, isn't it?
Thanks to NS. Of course, we're celebrating the 12 weeks of Christmas. Text in your nomination for someone who needs Chrissy to come a little bit early.
That's what we need to do one day, is get you in a soccer uniform and see if you have a gap between the bottom of the shorts and the top of the socks.
Yeah, little man is a little man. Heck of a save there by, is that Jordan Pickford between the sticks for England? A strong left palm to keep Senegal scoreless. They've started well, Senegal. Start the message, by the way, with ES Christmas this Friday. We'll give away that $1,000 voucher from ENS.